They say music is life, so I give them the Chacha Music Review Podcast. Turned up the volume, gave them the time of their lives. They said they wanted new artists, I gave them the Chacha Spotlight Series. They wanted deep music conversations, I plugged them into the Chacha Let's Talk Music Series. They are crazy about the hitmakers, so I hit them with the Chacha Hitmakers Series. And for the albums I know they shouldn't miss, I bless them with the Chacha Album Review Series. I created the Chacha EP Compilation Series, so they will have a taste of the best of EPs. They should tell their friends. You should let your family know. We should let everyone who cares about African music know. Afrosanova is back in the game. And you can catch me every Saturday amplifying the African sounds by bringing the best of African music to your ears. I am your musical plug, the creator of the Energy Force. And this is the Chacha Music Review Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and members of the Chacha Nation, welcome to another episode of the Chacha End of the Year series on the Chacha Music Review Podcast. You already know my name is Afrosanova, your musical plug and the creator of the Energy Force. The Chacha End of the Year series is where I get to give you, you know, different end of the year, countdown. Yes, top 10 countdown. And like I said, the Chacha End of the Year series is not something that I compiled myself. I got all this information from Turntable Charts. They are the one that did the whole compilation and the whole statistics. So you can go to their website at www.turntablechart.com to get the full end of the year series that they did. I will just be talking about the top 10s. Today I'll be talking about the top alternative artists and the top alternative songs for the year 2023. And like I always say, the year under review was from December 2022 up until November 2023. So, without wasting much of your time, let me get into it. At number 10, we have the Head Song by Wizard Chan. Now, I remember the first time I heard this song, and I didn't even honestly know that this guy was a Nigerian, right? He didn't just occur to me like he's a Nigerian, because it doesn't sound like what a Nigerian would sing. So, I perfectly understand it. That's what you call an alternative song, because it don't sound like waiting Nigerian go sing. At number 9, it is a song titled I Told Them by Burner Boy featuring Gizza. I don't know. For me, this does not really look like an alternative song, but then again, okay. Let's just leave it at number 9. At number 7, it is Kingdom by Sheyi Vibe. I'm going to be honest, I didn't listen to these songs, right? In as much as Sheyi Vibe is an artist that I like, but I'm not really like a huge fan to listen to all of the songs. So this is one Sheyi Vibe song that I didn't listen to. But hey, it's one of the top alternative songs for the year 2023. At number 7, it is Someone by Fireboy. Now, this is one song that I listened to, and it's pretty amazing to see that this song ends up in the top 10 of the top alternative songs for the year 2023. Because I think the song came out mid-2023 or towards the end of the second quarter of 2023. That was when the song came out. I think this song came out with was it this one that came out with Obi Moon or Obim? I can't remember, but I know it came out in 2023. It's a good song, to be honest. Yeah, and it's a bit on the alternative side, too, if I'm being honest, right? So at number 6, it is a song titled Babylon, Patoranking featuring Victoni. I mean, what else can I say about this song? If you've listened to this song, you already know what the song is about. And if not listening to it, well, go up and listen to it and see if it's what's been on number 6. And let me just add, before I mention the number 5 song, let me just add that this stats that I'm giving you, it was collated using a combination of streams and also airplay. That means how much streams the song had and how much requests the song had on airplay, whether radio or television. That's what is combined to make the top alternative songs for the year 2023. So at number 5, we have Contraband by Bella Shmurda. At number 6, it is Kubolo by Odumodo the Black featuring Amare. I don't know why this song falls under alternative song. I mean, Kubolo, I don't know. It doesn't sound like an alternative song to me, but then again, that was the number 4 alternative song for the year 2023. At number 3, it is No Days Off by Tenny. Now, this is alternative. I mean, I remember the first time I heard this, I'm like, yo, Tenny, what's up? What are you trying to do? Why did you just switch up on us like that? This is not the Tenny that we used to know. But then again, it's a good song. And talking about Tenny, if you've not listened to that her album that she dropped on last year, Tears of the Sun, right? You guys should go listen to that album. That's the very, very brilliant album. At number two, it is Sweet Us by Timaya. As it is Sweet Us, he dey pain them. As it dey pain them, omo, he dey sweet us. As it is Sweet Us, he dey pain them. Again, I don't know why this song falls under Alternative Song of the Year. This song could have easily fall into dancehall song, but alternative song. But then again, it is what it is. Now, before I go into the number one song or the number one alternative song for the year 2023, let me quickly do a recap of the nine songs that I've mentioned. At number 10, it is Ed Song by Wizard Chan. At number 9, it is I Told Them by Burna Boy. At number 8, it is Kingdom by Sheyi Vibe. At number 7, it is Someone by Fireboy DML. At number 6, it is Padorankin featuring Victoria with the song titled Babylon. At number 5, it is Belashmoda with the song titled Contraband. At number 4, it is Odumodu the Black featuring Amari with the song titled Kubolo. At number 3, it is No Days Off by Tenny. At number 2, it is Sweet Us by Timaya. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all music lovers across the globe, the number one alternative song for the year 2023 is no other than Dog Eat Dog 2 by Odumodu the Black featuring Quel Santino and Bella Shmoda. For me, I love this song, I'm not going to lie to you, and I feel like Bella Shmoda, now eat all the other dogs, they remain on top of the song. Like Bella's verse on this song was just top notch, to be honest. For me, Naeem killed the song. But again, this is another song that I don't know why this song is placed under alternative. I don't know. But then again, it is what it is. Those are the alternatives, songs that you have for the year 2023. Again, before I go into the top alternative artists for the year 2023, let me just quickly, remind everyone of you that is listening to this about the Chacha Music EP that I'm currently working on. And, I've been seeking your donation for a while, A big shout out to everyone that has been donating so far, but we are still far out from our target. Our target is 500,000 and we've only been able to get 135,000. So please, we still need more donation. If you're listening to this right about now, please make sure you check the show notes or the description of this episode. You are going to see the donation details there. Please kindly donate. No amount is too small. I really do appreciate it.
Keep listening to Chacha Music Review Podcast by Afisto Nova. Do not turn it down.
Now, let us go back into what I have for you today. The top alternative artist for the year 2023. At number 10, it is King Perry. At number 9, it is B.O.J. At number 8, it is Taiwa. At number 7, it is Dan Marley. At number 6, it is Wizard Chan. At number 5, it is Nini Ola. Let me stop there. Did you notice that from number 10 to number 7, none of their songs made it to the top 10 alternative songs for the year, right? Doesn't mean they are not part of the alternative song. Doesn't mean they didn't release an alternative song, right? But they didn't make it to the top 10. But now, as an artist, they made it to the top 10 alternative artists, for the year, right? At number 4, it is Amare. At number 3, it is Quel Santino. At number 2, it is Bloody Civilian. This is one artist that had a very, very good, 2023, talking about features here and there. And she's a very good artist also. I remember the first time I listened to her. Shout out to, I think it was Odd. Yeah, I think it was Odd that, Odd Felix that introduced me to her. So shout out to Odd for that. And, since then I've been vibing to her. She's a very talented, artist. So yes, let me just quickly do a recap of the top alternative artists for the year 2023 from December 2022 up until November 23. At number 10, we have King Perry. Number 9, it is B.O.J. At number 8, it is Taylor. At number 7, it is Dan Marley. At number 6, it is Wizard Chan. At number 5, it is Nini Ola. At number 4, it is Amare. At number 3, it is Quel Santino. At number 2, it is Bloody Civilian. And ladies and gentlemen, the top alternative artist for the year 2023 is no other than Pato Rankin. What did I say? Yes, that is the top alternative artist for the year 2023. With that, I have come to the end of this episode. You already know now, till I come here with another episode of the End of the Year series, my name will always remain Afis Donova, your musical plug, the creator of the Energy Force. Remember, in whatever you do, keep the energy, keep it 100, and keep it positive. Peace out. Time for the cha-cha gang. Give me the cha-cha gang. Rockin' with the best, cha-cha gang. Give me the cha-cha gang. Alayela with cha-cha gang. Give me the cha-cha gang. Watch my body, cha-cha gang. Give me the cha-cha gang. Cha-cha gang. Watch my body.